So I want to go on the kasha of the Rabbi Kiveger and Michas Chinuch. They have a kasha like this. The Gemara in Ervin talks about Tzchiris Rishus. There's a halacha that you have to make an Erev Chatzeris with Yidin, you know, and you do matzah and everybody's mishtatif. What do you do if there's a guy in the apartment or some, you know, or in your Erev? You got to do Tzchiris Rishus. You have to rent out the Rishus. I remember doing this when I was a bacher. We had a yeshiva for a very short time while I was a chassan. For a few months, I was in yeshiva, Yama Talmud, it's called, in Ocean Parkway. It was in a building. One floor was the yeshiva. Well, two floors maybe it was. One floor was the yeshiva. One floor was dorms. You know where it is here?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was goyim. So we did Tzchiris Rishus. We went to the goyim and rent the rishus from each guy. We even did one Spanish guy, and we finally explained that. And then he had to explain it to the other Spanish guy because the second Spanish guy didn't even understand a word of English. And they were laughing so hard, it was like, because they, like, the whole thing was so. But then at the end, we got stuck. It's mamish happened what you see in the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Why do we do this to you? Because we don't want you living with goyim, and the goyim are going to get scared from kshafim, you know, and they won't rent it to you, and you'll get stuck and you'll leave." You finally went to this old lady goy. Oh, no. She was like petrified that, like, who knows what we're doing to her. And that's it. And then we couldn't do it. Couldn't do the tzchiris. But anyways, the tzchiris is shush. So the Gemara says that the thing is, you can do it with less than a prut. Why? Because a goy, even less than a pruta, counts for kesef. Because the Gemara brings that a goy who steals less than a pruta is chayv misa. A goy even, so memela, since you're renting it from a goy, you don't need a pruta. Okay. So based on this, the Minchas Chinuch writes that the halacha is that any transaction with a goy, let's say one goy with another, you don't need a pruta. You can buy karka with a half a pruta. But not only a guy with a guy, even a yid with a guy. Because the Gemara in Ervin, retoch a yid with a guy, you see that the main thing is only the moicher should be a guy. If the one renting it to me or selling it to me, as long as, because the main point is that he should receive something which is mine. So Zok, the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Kiveger, according to that, how much money would you need to be considered kesef in the deal between Avram and Ephraim? You could do it, you could buy it for even less than a pruta. So, they have bikasha on Tosfos. Tosfos says that what is the makor that you need a pruta by Kedusha Isha? So Tosfos says, since you learn it from kesef de Ephraim, and by kesef de Ephraim, you always need a pruta. So too, a ish needs a pruta. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Kiveger, no, ba'amish lehefech. By Ephraim, you would not need a pruta. So why don't you say the other way that you shouldn't need a pruta by an ish? Okay, that is a question that they ask. It's actually the Minchas Chinuch says tzarichin v'yesh liyashiv. He doesn't say what the answer is. And the Rabbi Kiveger is really, they have it printed there, it's from the Talmud Rabbi Kiveger, you know, B'Shem Rabbi. So he doesn't have an answer there. So here I would like to give three different, totally different answers on this kasha. Okay, now the first one is a very interesting one, which I think everyone's going to like. I can't vouch for it that it's 100% emes. You decide for yourself. But there's a lot of interesting things in it, so I want to say I have a lot of geschmack saying this teretz. Like this. There is a famous medrash in the beginning of Parshas Noyach by Kimolo Ha'artz Chomas, yeah, that the Mabul. What did they do? Zok the medrash, everybody used to take, they had a big bowl of turmusin, yeah, and everybody used to take a one turmus and say, yeah, it's not a pruta, it's not a pruta. And that's what every guy would do until the guy was totally finished. So Freck, the Erachayim HaKadosh, really the first one who asked me was a Bacher, but then I saw that, well, he wasn't the first one really. The Erachayim, the Yad David, the Piskelach, as many Svarim say, what was this whole thing? But a guy is Chayiv Misa on less than a Pruta. So what's the whole patent over here? What's this whole what's this whole plan?
It was in
Stein
this happened.
No, Kimolar Chamas. We're in the beginning of Parshas Noach.
So whatever.
What the only ones? Who was the? There was no Yid in sight. There was no Yid on a map in the world. Everyone was a guy.
Right. So maybe a guy. It's not prosecutable. One thing, but the whole point was the sum total.
I'm saying, but what was the gain? What was the whole plan? I'm saying it's not a pruta, and what do I gain if it's not a pruta? It's the same thing. They'll kill me anyway. I mean,
a Yiddish bezel will kill, but they're not Yiddish.
You mean they didn't do according to the law? They went with their own law, and there was the goyish law said differently than the halach. I hear. Okay, I mean, if you want to say, I mean, the Erchaim says something like you. He says, maybe it was a practical thing. It wasn't a pruta. They didn't bother with it. It wasn't any halachic thing at all. That's a possible thing. So, but that's the kasha they ask. Oh, so now, I wanted to say a very interesting teretz. A teretz is like this. What's the whole thing about that a goy is, even less than a pruta, is considered money and a yid isn't? So the lashon of Rashi is right, and why says Rashi? Pachas mishav pruta einoy nechshav gezel beinehem. By Jews, it's not considered gezel. Sheoivrim al midosam. They're malvir al midos. You know, they're nice. Sherachmon mein umoichlim al dover kal. Avol bnei noyach achzorim. Okay, that's what Rashi said. Bnei noyach are achzorim, and the yidin are rachmon. Okay, now, I want to say over, there are three madrigas in this, I think. We have one Gemara that says in Beya that whoever is arachmim, or marachmonim, is mibnei azara shel Avram. And it brings a pasuk, v'nosan l'cha rachmim v'richamcha v'hirbecha kasher nishba l'avisecha. It started already with your office. Now, does that, my question is like this, does that include Geirin? Okay, does it mean that it goes inherited mamish in the blood from Avram, like that? Or it means if you're Jewish? Which one does it mean? Okay, so like this. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis, and he talks about that if somebody pained someone else and gave him tzaris and everything, and then he goes and asks him for mechila. So you should definitely moichel him right away. Don't have any nekima. Don't have any netira. Vezehu darkam shel zera yisrael v'libam hanochi. That's the derech of zera yisrael. Aval ha'ibde kechavim ari leiv einam kein elo ve'evrosan shomer netzach. Yeah, they never could forgive you. They are angry forever. He brings the famous Gemara in Yevamos. It says on the Givoinim, Lafishaloi Machlu, they weren't Michael, they said, kill his seven children, you know, Shaul's sons. So they Veloni spicy, they wouldn't give him be Michael. It says on them, Vehagivoinim Loimi Bnei Yisrael Hema. That means they're not part of Bnei Yisrael. Because they don't do that. They're Rachman. So the Sefer Seder Mishnah, that's the son of the Machzah Shekel, and Shulchan Aruch has a Sefer Seder Mishnah on Rambam. And he says that the Lashon of the Rambam that says Zera Yisrael is a Lashon that goes on not Gerin. So he says, what's going on? The Rambam is saying that if you're a Ger, you don't have this halacha? So,
what says Ryan? Zera Yisrael is not
Gerin. How do you know? There's a Gemara in Edorim, Hanoyder Mizera Avraham. But he's saying Zera Yisrael simply means born from a Yisrael. He's just understanding the word Zera Yisrael. You're saying, who says? Maybe it means a Yid. A Yid. Okay, you'll see in a minute. Okay, I also will have the same wonder.
One of the Dorim to me is a better Aikacha than whatever.
Well, it doesn't say there about the word Zera Yisrael in the Gemara. Zera Avraham. Hanurim Zera Avraham. So there, what is the? I don't remember how the Gemara comes out.
Even the
Gemara,
right?
It does say here. I don't either remember for sure what it says. But anyway, he names on it means Zer Yisrael, children of Israel. So he says, what's going on over here? Only children of Israel. Well, how about a ger? He wouldn't have this din. So there's another sefer, Ayach Tshuva. He says, the Rambam didn't say that they have the din and the game don't have the din. The Rambam was talking there about the way they are. Zehu derach zera Yisrael, that they have Rachmanis. And that is only a person who was born a Yid from Avram Avinu has that in him. A ger has the din, but he taka doesn't have it in him. That's how he explains the Rambam. Okay, so now I saw a sefer. No, it's not true. But I want to bring you a beferish raya that it's true. That the Ayach Tshuva got it right. Somebody who's born from Avraham Avinu, he has in him Rachman. A ger doesn't. He doesn't have it. He could get it, but he can't. He doesn't have it in him. All right? It's a beferish chinuch. On the pasuk, on the mitzvah of appointing a melech. So there's a law. Loisucha losis alecha ish nachri asher locha. It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. You're not allowed to bring on you somebody who isn't achicha, which the Gemara says it means even a ger. He needs to be mikar vachecha. He has to have parents. He has to be from zok bechinuch. What's the time of the mitzvah? So I'll give you the words. I wrote down the lashon. Zok bechinuch. If you're appointed to be the head of a whole nation, every single thing he says, you gotta listen to him. He's gotta be a Zera Yisrael. Shehem Rachmonim Bnei Rachmonim. Kayadua Bakoil. Kayadua, like everyone knows. Bekol Shehumi Mishpachas Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom. That if you are from the Zera of Avraham Avinu, sheyesh bo kol ha-toivos eilu. Uche'en she'amru chachamim ha-teva she'tava ha-ei of sofen bevonav. We know that it says in Chachamim, right? In Mishnah, it's ha-av zoich ha-libnoi, that whatever is in the father goes over to the son.
What was the context of you saying?
He's saying, why would you wouldn't be allowed to use a ger for a king?
Okay.
So he says the reason is, because a king's got to have a lot of rachmanis.
Is that agavocha by Shalom also going in Chassam?
Why wouldn't it?
Yep.
I would imagine.
Right. So Zok there. If he has a Jewish father and a Jewish mother, it goes from the father.
Well, it's Janai.
And it's still no good, right? So right. Why can't the son go from the mother? I'm saying only the father gives over the family, the mother also does.
Yeah, but so, that Mishnah.
There it says Ha'av. There it says Ha'av.
Talmidei Avraham Avinu. Let's say Bilei
Avraham. No, 1 second. I don't have any Mishnah. I only have a Gemara in Be'ah. Zera Avraham.
I know.
But wherever they say Talmud.
Oh. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says there's
Kol Shehu. What is the ayin?
That's Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Fela.
So you see there it says you just need to be a Talmud. It doesn't say
Rachmanim. It doesn't say Rachmanim. It
doesn't say Rachmanim, though. It doesn't say Rachmanim. According to this, it shouldn't make a difference.
That was what the Rebbe said.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
That's not a stira. In other words, we're talking about what the teva is. It doesn't mean that they can't become a talmud.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm going to mamash say that in a minute.
Can become a rabbi.
Right.
That's what that mission is talking about.
Right. You're right. You could get it. Right. So anyway, you hear the chinuch mamash said this thing, that it's something mamash from zera yisrael. A ger wouldn't have it.
Shasani samav is saying, does a ger make that bracha?
Yes, he does. The Gemara says that Avram, for sure, you're allowed to say because of Avraham Moim Goim. But there's a mission in Bikurim about saying Elokei Avoseinu. Even a ger could say we pass in a ger could say the whole thing. But he still isn't Zera Avram. He's not physically blood from Avram. So Memela, the Torah doesn't want him to be a king because he won't have the automatic thing of being a Rachman. So that's mamish fits to the Rambam there. If he could very well mean that Mimela Zera Yisrael has that thing that they're Rachman. Now I want to say over two things because I don't like it. That one from the Levi Elio. Levi Elio said on the Gemara in Tainis. It's in the print in the Levi Elio in the Gemara in Tainis. It says that there were, I don't remember who was the other Tan. Two Tanoim tried to daven for rain. First time of davening, it didn't come. Rabbi Akiva davened, and the rain came. So it says, Loi shezeh gadol mizeh, ela shezeh mavri al midoisa, vezeh eno mavri al midoisa. So the kasha is a stir minei ubei. So he is bigger. If you're saying Rabbi Akiva was mavri al midoisa, so he's bigger. He says, no, the pshat was, Rabbi Akiva was a ger, was a ger, wasn't a ger. So memeila, he didn't have it in him. So in order to have good midas, he had to work hard. So they were ended up equal. They both had the same good midas, but he was worked on it. So he got the rain to come. So he's mamash stimming with that chinuch. That if he's not from Zera Yisrael, you need to do it. It doesn't come in mail. And this week I just heard, I can't remember who told me this, B'shem Rav Kolevsky, the same kind of vort on Rabbi Akiva. He said it on Omer Rabbi Akiva, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitztoyer Mosai Yavo Pasuk Zel Yodi B'ai Kaimenu. So Rav Kolevsky pshat was, because it says, the Nefesh Chaim Frek Tekasha, why do you say that it's so hard to be Moiser Nefesh, that Avraham Avinu did it, and he went up to Eretz Yisrael, but you see people doing it now? So Nefesh Chaim said, yeah, that's because it's in your blood from Avraham Avinu. He answers. So Rabbi Akiva said, I was always mitzvah. Will I be able to do it? Because I don't have it in my blood. So Mela, he wanted to see if he'll be zeichi. He wanted to get there and do it and put it in himself.
That's just like a steer things. About the problem, they davened, Bachel and Yah, whatever, was any demon to feel a sadik, but sadik, or to feel a sadik in Russia. He was the answer. She what? So who's
Madam?
Who's
Madam? Oh, she was, right? You who worked harder? Yeah. Okay. So they asked the Akasha.
Dessler says that because he had to go away from his Mida, it was harder. Tzadik ben Tzadik because Yitzchak Avinu had a different kav. He was kav adin.
We're talking about Yitzchak and Rivka now. Right, that's where the pasuk,
But Etzem Rivka was she was tzaddikus ben Rasha.
Right.
She had to work hard to become a tzaddik, but Yitzchak had to work hard to become a different tzaddik.
Oh, that's what he says.
That's what he says.
The pasuk pshat is that for tefillah, tzaddik ben tzaddik is still God of Mila. Even I don't care what he worked, but he has a tzaddik ben tzaddik. You have certain things that you can get because of that. It's not loy bechinam. Al kapanim. The point was, I just wanted to say over these marim kaimis that you see that a ger doesn't. Oh. Now at the same time, you see that a ger for sure could get there because the whole gemara in Yevamis. It says in Yevamis that these givonim, right, said Mishal. So these Gibbonim were Gerim, because they all, you know, tricked Yeshua and they got him. So David said, excuse me? They were Gerim. But then David said, if you're acting like this, you're not Mizer Avram, we have to throw you out. So he said, you're not Rachmanim, you're not Rachmanim. So he made an Isser on them, no more, they can't get into Klal Yisrael. So, why are you surprised? Every ger doesn't have it. So like every ger throw out. The teretz is obvious that if you're a ger, you could get it. If you want, you can get it. You can work on yourself, you can get it. Is oy bazoy, it comes out that there's really three possible levels, right? If he's a Yisrael from Avram, he has it in his blood. If he's a ger, so even though he doesn't necessarily have it, he could get it. But a goy, he's an achzor. He has like a problem. He's not even holding on to madriga of a ger. So now my question is like this. For sure, in order to be this person that a pruta, that we're saying he's makbid on a pruta, a ger has the same din as a yid. Right? You don't need to be Zera Avram for the din of Enomak but Alshar Bruta. Even a ger. Vaista is anybody who is shayich that he could be a Rachmonim goes into that thing. Now, how would you say before Matan Torah before Matan Torah, there was nobody who was a real guy. There was nobody who was really a full Yisrael. Be'er Advarim, you find that a lot of things before Matan Torah, the goyim were higher. Like we had in the Turi Evin, he explained in Masechta Chagiga that we say the goyim, the world before Matan Torah, had all the mitzvahs, Prurabu, and all the things that was said in the Torah, you know. And then, if it was Loi Nishnis, if it wasn't repeated after Matan Torah, they lost those din. So the Turi Evin explained, because they dropped. The goyim dropped down in their Madrega after Matan Torah. Yeah, what is it? What does it mean? We said over from the Derech Hashem. They said until Matan Torah, everyone was B'Tzelem Elokim. At Matan Torah, they lost it, and only the Yidden kept it. So Mimela, we got all those mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that were by the whole world. Once it was after Matan Torah, only the Yidden have it. Okay, is Oybazoi? After Matan Torah, a goy, well, you know where Chaim Volozhiner writes that they don't have what he calls Tzelem Elokim. The opening thing of Chaim Volozhiner says, what is Tzelem Elokim? It means that everything a Jew does affects all the Olamos. And so he says that was, the whole world had that, and then they lost it. What they do does not affect anything, only what a Yid does affects all the Olamos. Okay, that's Chai Oilam. That's a play. Yeah. Al Kapanim, he says that we lost it, and the Derech Hashem says that Matan Torah. What?
Chaim Loshim says Chai Oilam.
Oh, he does tell that's there? I don't remember. Okay, it couldn't be. So he says that, and I always say that's what the Pshat it says in the Gemara. Why was it called Har Sinai? Right, so because they had a sinah for us at our sinah, you're the sinah because they lost it all, they lost the whole thing. Izay bazay, before Matan Torah, the whole world was equal. They weren't the full Yisrael, but they weren't a guy either. Were they rachmanim, or were they achzorin, or are they able to be either one? So I'm tining, maybe they could be either one. Because it wasn't like now that you have the Soma Meila. Until Matan Torah, the din was that only a pruta was money. Because just like I said for a ger, anybody who could be a rachmonim is still needs a pruta for only the goyim who are achzorim. They're makpid on half a pruta, so it became mammon. But until the Torah was given, only a pruta was mammon in the world. That's my chiddush. I was wondering to say.
Why don't you say it's a suffix?
Well, I'm saying just like a ger. A ger, you don't either know. You don't know if this ger is makpid or not. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you're somebody who could be a rachmanim, so then you have a potential, so then it's you need a pruta. So then everybody, the whole world needed a pruta. So if that would be true, so that's a pshat in the medrash. They took less than a pruta, so they said, you're not chayv, because it was true. Until the Torah was given, the world was still, everyone had the potential to be Rachmanim. Now, I'll just tell you a nice thing. It says in the Pasuk in Shmois, Vatachmol Ola, Vatoymer Miyadi Ha'ivrim Zeh. Basia said, you know, so Beryl Soloveitchik said that this is a raya that Basia was Megayer. Because a goy is no Vatachmol. Because they're Achzorim. Okay? So the Kasha is, I saw in the Sefer, and the Sefer he says, if you look in the Medrash in Parshas Boy, it says not only all the Bechayrim were supposed to get killed out of Makas Bechayris, also all the Bechayrois. It says the only Bechayra didn't get killed was Basya. Why? Because she had a praklit toiv. Shenemar vatera oise kitoivu. She saved Moshe, so she didn't get killed. So he says, if she was Megayer, she shouldn't be getting killed. So Lechayra, it sounds like she wasn't Megayer. It says Vatachmol. So my teretz is, until Matan Torah, anybody could be a Rachmanim. Now you have to be a Yisrael or a Ger at least. But before Matan Torah, anybody could be Vatachmol. That's what I'm wondering to say. Okay, so if that is all true, of course that would answer the Minchas Chinuch, right? Because Then, in order to buy the field, you need a pruta by Ephraim, because everything was a pruta. Okay, that's my drush. I don't know. I thought you'd like to hear the. This is a nice thing to know, those Mar Mekaymas. So I said it. Now I'll go back to a little more halachic terutzim. The first teretz is like this, that even though it's true that you have this Gemara in Erevin, that it says that Yisrael can rent from a guy with less than a pruta, but you have to look in the Rambam. The Gemara says the reason is because by a guy, even less than a pruta counts as money, he gets killed even less than a pruta. But in the Rambam, it says, Perek Beis Alochid Beis of Erevin, First he says there's a kuli, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're usually not allowed to rent out things on Shabbos. Shaschiris kibitol reshusi. This chiris isn't a full real chiris. It's just like bitol reshus. There's a halacha by a yid. There's a kula of bitol reshus. Sheinus chir vadois el heker bilvad. It's just a heker. It's not a real chiris. It's only a heker bilvad. Lafichach soichrin mino akum afilu bepachos mishava pruta. Since it's not a real schirus, therefore you're allowed to do it with less than a pruta. Frek the ersameach. What do you mean, therefore? It's legally binding when you do less than a pruta by a goy. It's money. Why does the Rambam say that it's because of a heker? And the Chedush Arim, also in Chesha Mishpat, is also image, tells on the same shayla. Zok the ersameach. Shma mino. That the Rambam holds that if it's money for the seller, it's not enough. For a real deal, it has to be money for the buyer and the seller. So Zokter Esmech Pshatnik Mor is like this. As Rambam said himself, by Eiv Chatzeris, you only need Siluk Hagoy. You don't really need Kinyan HaKoyne. Because bitul is the same kind of concept. If I'm a vatal my reshus, which means like I'm a salik myself, then I don't shter in the Erev Chatzeres. So you need to get rid of the goy. You don't need to actually acquire. So the Gemara is like this: if you use a half a pruta, it's money for him. So he'll leak. He'll take off his thing. So there's not a full shears, because in order to tak acquire, it needs to be money for me. Zokter Ramba, but since you don't need the whole thing, you only need like siluk, therefore I have pruta's enough. Hayotzi mishitas Rambam is that when you really want to buy something or rent something, you have to make from a goy, you have to make sure it's good for you and for him. If it's a half a pruta, it's not enough, because that's good for him, but it's not good for the buyer. The Rambam is saying that in order to make the kinyan, you need to have enough money that it should be money from both sides. And that Gemara was a kula, but usually you can't do that.
So
the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch, and the whole kasha is totally miyushev, right? Because you had a Jew with a guy here, Avraham Avinu with Ephraim, so you do need a pruta.
What was Avraham Avinu at the time?
Oh, so the only thing is you have to get into what was Avinu at the time, which is a big huge shmuz. But I'll just mention two Myra Mekoymis that one of them we mentioned last year or one of the years on Chaisara, where the Meshech Chochma says a pshat in this week's parsha, so it's good to hear anyways. The Meshech Chochma said like this: he bought the field, it says in the Chumash, from Ephraim for 400 shekel. Then it says, V'achari kein kovar Avram es sora ishtoi bimoras hamachpelo v'ayokom hasoda b'chol asher boi. La Avram lemikno la inei bnei ches. So the whole everyone shtels, the Ramban, everyone now vayokum lemikno already was. He already bought it already. Zok the Meshech Chochma the Psha in the pasuk is al pi shitas Rav Hai Goin, which is the Gra says in Choshe Mishpat that he thinks the Rambam holds it Rav Hai Goin. Then later on he says I'm Chayzer. No, I don't think the Rambam holds it Rav Hai Goin. But Rav Hai Goin shita is that a goy from a goy can buy things with kesef. But a yid cannot use kinyan kesef with a goy. That's his shita. A yid with a goy cannot do kesef. That's his shita. You need chazak. Memeila pshat's like this. he went over to Bnei Ches, right? The Bnei Ches don't know anything about Avram, Hilchas Yid. Everyone's a guy by them. So he went and gave them 400 shekel. So they think, guy with guy, deal closed. Avram knew better. Avram knew, I'm a Yid, deal's not closed. So V'achri Kain, Kovar Avram Asarishta. Then he did Kvura, which was considered Chazaka. V'ayokom Hasode le'Avram, le'mikna le'Avram. It became a mikne for Avram. Now Avram also considered it a bot. Okay, so Hayotze Mikol Anal is that the Meshech Chochma was saying that Avram, as far as Kinyanim, was considered a Yid. That's one Maramokim, and then I'll just give you one other, the Rashash. The Rashash is going on Toisvis in Kedushin Gimel Meral. Over there, Toisvis has a big shmuz, there's a Kinyan Chalipin in the world. So Toisvis declares, does this Kinyan Chalipin work only by Jews or even by Goyim? So Tais wants to say it works by Goyim. And Memela, Rabbeinu Tam, when he had dealings with Goyim, he would use Kinyan Chalipin. So the Rashash, Tema, how can you say, oh, and Tais wants to say, Memela also by Avram and Ephraim, they would have been able to use Chalipin. They didn't use Chalipin, but it was a Kinyan that they could have done. They could have done Chalipin. Frektor Ashash Tema, look in Parsh, and where does it say Chalipin? It's in Rus. It comes from Vezois Lefonim Be Yisroel. How could Taisus say that it works by a guy? That's his kasha. So he says, I think that you have to say that Taisus meant if one partner was a Yid and the other was a guy. The buyer was a guy, the Yid was the seller was a Yid. You gotta have a Yisroel in there. Taisus never meant, so fine, Rabbi Nutam with the guy, one of them is a Yid. And that's what Tosis meant, that Avram with Ephraim could have been Chalipin, because they're also, he had Avram. So he also is saying that as far as Kinyanim, who would be considered a Yid. Ala Geula ve'ala Tamura shalaf ish na'aloi v'nosan l'rei Ehu v'zois ha'te'uda b'Yisrael. Oh, so he's saying it sounds like both are Yid.
Wow.
Yeah, I hear. So I hear. That's a good kasha.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it says Lurei? So why doesn't he say, why don't you say both?
Yeah.
Right here.
Even as well, why should you think it's only one side?
You mean why should it be? Yeah. Right here. Yeah, it's a good kasha. I'm not coming really now so much to work on his vort, the Rashash's vort, but I'm just saying the Rashash called Avram a Yid. That's all I want. That's what I'm getting out of the whole thing. That means Tzad Kinyan, so Memela, that would also answer the kasha of Rabbi Kveger and the Minchas Chinuchim, right? Since one's a Yid, one's a guy. So it's not enough to have a half a pruta. You need a whole pruta. You need both people. However, really, not everybody holds like this Rambam. And I want to prove, even in Rishonim, that many hold like Rabbi Kveger, the Menchas Chinuch, that a Yid with a guy, Mikra Adin, can do a half a pruta. Like how they understood the Gemara in Erevin, that it wasn't a kula. It was mamish me'ikar adin, and the like we started that we only care about the moicher, who's a guy. We don't care about the kain. Why? So you have to just follow this a little like this. There's a din by a alma ivriya that when you buy her, you cannot buy her for a pruta, because it says there's a din of the hefda. There's a din that you need to help her buy herself back out. And you need to buy yourself back out for a pruta. So you have to buy her for more than a pruta, so that it's called roi l'giroin. It's a din called roi l'giroin. It has to be that after she works, she still has a pruta left. Okay? That's a gemara. So you need to buy her for more than a pruta. There's a whole machlekes in the Rishonim, how much more? Some say a pruta and a half, some say two prutas, some say a whole dinner, whatever it is. It's got to be over a pruta, so in order that you could buy yourself out. Now that's, the Gemara says, only by Alma Ivriya. What's the din by Eved Ivri? Does he also need to have this din that he's Roy for Giroy? The Rambam Paskins, no, it's only by Alma Ivriya. Eved Ivri, you buy with one pruta. Now, the Meiri says, Yeshayimim like the Rambam, and Yeshayimim not like the Rambam. Some say that we learn it out. That Eved Ivri also is bought for two. You need two prutas. What about the third case? Eved Ivri is a Jewish master. What about a Goyish master on an Eved Ivri? So on that, the Makne and the Minchas Chinuch say it goes together with Eved Ivri because there's a Gzeir Shava Socher Socher. Okay? So you have to set up. There's three cases. There's the one in the Gemara, the Am Ivri. For sure needs two Prutas. The Eved Ivri is a Machlekes Rishayinim. If you compare. And the Nimker Lagoy is Pashas the same as the Eved Ivri. So the Kasha is, but it's a black on white Gemara in Kiddushin, the Makne, and the Minchas Chinuch ask a Kasha. It's a black and white Gemara on Daf Ches Amar Alf in Kiddushin that a guy buys his Jewish slave with a one pruta. So you see clearly that it's a Mefarish Gemara. So what do you do with that? So like this. Bishlama, the Rambam, is fine, because he's the one that said that it's only by the Amar Ivriya. But if you go with the other Rishayim, it applies to all of them. So what do you do? So my answer is, well, I'm not the first one who says this, Terence already. I don't remember who said it before me. Somebody already says this. The answer is because the guy bought it, right? And now I'm in the middle of work, and I need to buy myself back from the guy. Well, I can do it for half a pruta. Because he's a guy. So one pruta is royal agirayim. Okay. So there you see that me'ikar adin, the Jew, is buying from the guy with half a pruta. So you see that a Jew could buy from a guy with half a pruta. The Rambam himself holds it that it's not true, that it's only a kula. But the Rambam himself never had the problem in the first place, because the Rambam holds that you don't need Roy Ligiron, only if it's Alma Ivriya. So for him, it's fine, the Gemara, without any problems in the first place. Because you can buy with a Pruta, because there is no Din of Roy Ligiron. But if you go with the other Rishonim, you need to say that when the guy bought me for a pruta, and I work for him half a pruta, I can buy myself back with a giroin of half a pruta. So you see that those Rishonim argue on the Rambam and hold that it's a real din, that you only go by the seller. Okay, so Memela, I'm saying that the answer of the Rambam is the Rambam. Yes, according to the Rambam, we have a good answer that Avram with Ephraim need a pruta because you need the buyer and the seller. You need a value, a coin, a pruta, which is because you need to worry about the buyer and the seller. But the other Rishayin that Amiri brings only worry about the seller. So, Lefi, them, Hodra Kushya Leduchta, the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Kmeger still have a good kasha, that Avram wouldn't need to use a pruta because you only care about the seller. So that's why I need my third teretz. Okay, now I'm going to say my third teretz to the kasha. Teretz is like this. There's a Chakira Yedua on the whole Indian of Pruta. Whenever it says, let's say, to buy a field, need a Pruta. Timkadish Isha, you need a Pruta. Tons of things need a Pruta. Is Pshat because less than that is not called Mamon? It's not considered Mamon. Or is the Pshat, it's a Shir? It's mamon, half a pruta is mamon, it's just not enough mamon. For example, Beishamai says you need a dinar to get married. First Mishnah in Kiddushin. It doesn't mean that half a dinar isn't money, it's not enough money. So is a pruta an amount of money, and half a pruta is money but too little money, or it's not called mamon? It's a different chafetz. Okay, that's the shayla. So, now, by a goy, we know it obviously is mamon, because that's the whole thing, that a goy, even less than a pruta, is mamon. What we're trying to find out now is by a yid, that we need a pruta. Is the pshat that he's like a goy really also, that he, about it for him, it's also really mamon. It's just you need more of it. Or is the pshat, since yidin don't care about less than a pruta, they're meichel it, and it's less, so it loses its chashivas of mamon, it's not considered mamon. So the Stipler and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz bring a raya that it's not mum. They both bring the same ran. Because the ran says an important klal. He says like this. We know that there's a whole gemara called Ledidi Shavili. That if somebody, for him, he would pay that much money, then it's considered that value. The gemara says that Rav Kahana said this scarf is worth five. He was a kohen. Or Taisa says his wife was a kohen, whatever it was. They could do pidyon haben. So he says, that scarf is worth to me 5 slaim, so it's good enough. So the gemara says, fine, ledidi shavli. If to you it's 5 slaim, then it's 5 slaim, it's a good pidyon haben. There's a thing called ledidi shavli. So the Ran clears a shaila. You give a lady half a pruta. And she goes, ledidi shavli, to me it's worth a pruta. Is she married? So the Ran writes, no, she is not. Zuck the Ran, why? I think I wrote down the words. Yeah. The chivon deloy shavim midi, since it's not worth anything, so well, half of it, so he's called not. Lav kol heimne, you don't have the power, losis olav teiras kesef, to make it into money. If the pshat is it's worth 10 cents, and you want to go from 10 cents to $5, you can do that. But if it's not anything, and you want to turn it into teiras kesef, you can't do that. So that's the raya that you see. The vort is it's not called mammon. That's the raya they bring, and he brings another raya. What?
So what about if you give money to a tzaddik to get the whole gemara there? It's not mammon. Says if you give it, the arev kodesh is like, she gives it to him.
Right. So the hayano, since she has hano,
it's not necessarily because it's not mammon.
The whole point is it's worth a pruta.
That is money.
That's the whole point of the Gemara, that she would, that's worth
her
a pruta.
Her
hanoah is worth a pruta.
So she has levavi, it could also be no.
But if you make something that's not a money into money, you cannot do that.
If you say that, but if you say the other side.
The other side is that
it's not enough shavias.
If so then see, the right, then the ran is not to be understood, right? If you say that half a pruta is money, it's just not enough right. money. Then what? He wouldn't be making sense. If you could go from 10 cents and make it $5, then why wouldn't you be able to make a half a pruta into a whole pruta? Well, it's the same thing. It's mashma for the Ran. I mean, the words of the Ran even sound like that. He's saying, because it's not kesef. So you see, that's not mum. If you say that, you have a very easy answer to the kasha. Pshat's like this. Turns out, a guy needs mumin, and a Jew needs mum. Thing is, a goy, since he's makbid, so it's kashiv, so it's mammon. For a Jew, a pruta is mammon. So the gzeira shava is that in order to do kicha, you in order to transact, you need mammon. So just like the field was done with mammon, so too, marrying a woman is with mammon. Now, what am I supposed to do that by a yid, less than a pruta isn't mammon? But the Gzeir Shava is going to go to the Iker, not to the Chitzenius. It's going to learn out the same thing, that you need Mammon. Frek the Minchas Chinuch a question, but why don't we say that since by Ephraim it was bought with a half a pruta, so too you can Mekadosh Isha with half a pruta. The answer back is, no. Alderabba say, just like to buy a field, you need mammon. Also, to be married an isha, you need mammon. Which one makes more sense to learn out? The second, right? Because that's more ikerdik. That's so you don't learn out the half pruta to half pruta. You don't go like that. You go that you need mammon in order to do this. So here you need mammon. Bishlamov, the pshat would be that by Yisrael, it's also mammon. But the pshat, like the other tzad in the Chakira, but the pshat is that Yisrael needs more of it. Now you have epsakasha. Here you need less mammon. So why wouldn't you learn out that here also less mammon is good enough? But now that we're saying that by Yisrael less than a pruta is not mammon, now that would answer the kasha because you learn out mammon to mammon. Oh, the only thing is like this. L'chayer, there's still a little question to be asked. Why? It says in the Stipler, there's a ran like this. We know that if you're Mekadosh Isha with a date, right, with a tomorrow, we're Chayshina L'Kiddushin. Even though it's not worth a pruta, Chayshina and Shem Oshav a pruta b'madai. Right? We're afraid it's worth a pruta in mud. Zok the Rosh. What kind of chashash is that? There's a rule, ein hekdish ela mekayim v'shaite. There's a rule that you always measure the value of a thing according to the place that you live. So vos epis, all of a sudden, we're worrying about modai. You never go like that. You always say that damn it, any hilchis, anything goes by the place where you live. Who cares about modai? Right? So some rishayim say, the Rosh brings, some say, you're right, it's the whole thing is a, the Rabbanan de Kazakh. We're afraid that the Rav will tell you that it's not a Kiddushin, and then there was a guest from Modai, and then he goes home to Modai, and somebody does it over there, and he tells him the Rav in Baltimore said it's not a Kiddushin. So it's a Durabonin to Gzeir, that's the whole thing. Zok Duran, it's not a Gzeir Durabonin. It's a Duraisa problem. He says, why? Pshat's like this. It's based on the other Ran we said before. He said, we're afraid that the woman will say, L'didi Shavali. Yeah, she's obviously agreeing to this marriage. So she's going to say L'disha. Now the Rav says, I already told you, something which isn't a pruta at all, it doesn't work to say L'disha. But if it's worth a pruta in Modai, then she can say L'disha. So the Gemara meant it's here. Chayshinen, that it's worth a pruta in Modai, and the woman will say L'disha, and the male it's going to be a kiddush. That's the Rav. In fact, the Stipler, what's the pshar over here? I mean, you told me the word is you can't make something which isn't mammon into mammon. So, you're telling me that over here it's not mammon, because over here in Baltimore it's less than a pruta. So, my shaita, like, what does it do you that in Modai it's a pruta? But here it's not a pruta. How do you understand the Ram? It's like the Stipler, real gishmak. He says like this, the pshat's like this. The pshat is that, yes, there's a thing called mammon, something which is money. Something which is less than a pruta is not money. It's not money. If it's but if it's a money somewhere, then midei mammon lo yatz. If it's money anywhere in the entire world, in one place, you can't call it nothing. You can't say it's not kesef. It's money. It works somewhere. Only what? There's really two dinim. In order to be Mekadosh Anisha, you need Mammon. But it's not enough. There's also a thing called Shi'ur in Alacha L'Mishim Sinai. There's Shi'ur. The Shi'ur for Kiddushin is a Pruta. So you also need a Pruta Mitzad Shi'ur. Now the Pshat is, yes, there's a rule. When you want to know the Shi'ur, how much money, you always go by the place you live. That's why you say, it's $5, $5 here. Anything, go up. But if you just want to say, isn't money at all, then as long as it works somewhere, it's money. So you can have something which is mammon, but it's not a shear of a pruta. What is the case? This date. It is mammon because it works in madai. But it's not the shear of a pruta because whenever you measure the shear, the rules, you go by mekayim v'shaita. So zok d'ran zir geshmak. But what do you do if you take a date and you give it to her in Baltimore, and she says, L'didi Shavali. Now it's going to be Mamash Kiddushin Daraisa. Why? Because I mitzad, Mamoin. Anyways, it was mine. Because it worked in mother. I mitzad, the Shear, but L'didi Shavali works on a Shear. As long as it's Mamoin, then we know that you can say L'didi Shavali. So that's Pshat Naran, that's why it works.
Then you could always say it by a guy. The guy always has a chatzin. Half a pruta is considered mammon.
By a God.
Why is that different than saying madai? It's a pruta.
Oh, why can't a Jew always look at half a pruta as mammon? Because goyim look at it as mammon. You're saying why?
You don't reference with
I don't know. Like, do you say goyim and
I'm reference with the das and madai.
Because maybe because me, because me myself in madai.
You won't accept it.
Me myself, it's worth a fruit in madai. Maybe some other.
Madai is changing it into mama.
Yeah, but you're still missing the lady shoveling. In this case, she said the shoveling.
But he's saying why is half a pruta? We're saying half a pruta isn't mama, right?
Right.
Why would you say that? Goyim look at it as mammon.
If you have the Shavali,
well, I don't know if that's fair, because I'm saying there's a pshat. I never look at this as mammon. I'm a Jew. This is nothing. I'm oichalit. It's nothing. No matter where I travel, it's never anything. He looks at it. I don't know if that. Here it's different. Madai the pshat is I can use this for money somewhere, you know, so I'll go there. You know, but over there it's regular money. It's the difference between me and someone else. Okay, that's so now my question was like this. So he's coming out that by Kiddushin there's two things. There's Mamin and there's Pruta for Shir. So now my Lachar that knocked off my Teretz. Because my Teretz was that you allow Mamin to Mamin. Okay, but now we're saying that by the Kiddushin there's another thing that you need a Shir Pruta. So that's not good, because if you're learning it from Ephron who didn't need that Shir Pruta, why do I need it over there? That L'chor should ruin my Teretz. But I don't think it really ruins my Teretz, because his whole thing is that that's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiurin are halacha l'moshe misinai. So then you can't ask me a kasha. That was the halacha l'moshe Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. You need a pruta. So you're going to say, but the Gezer Shavah said not like that. Okay, yeah, it would have, if not for the halacha l'moshe misinai. Yeah, once it's halacha l'moshe misinai.
Rabbi's coming up with a huge finish. That Gzer Shava is only the Gavi the Mammon, not the Gavi the Loch Mammon.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Right. The Gzer Shava is only Mammon. And there's a Loch Lamish we've seen it. Shiurin.
Well, only the Mammon, but
did
not the
anyone,
Pruta.
But I'm saying, did anybody ever talk about the question, how you know Pruta? I mean, it comes out from there. That's the Chiddush. Okay, so the Sacha Kol of the whole thing. We had the kasha, why don't we say you can marry her for less than a pruta? And we said three possible things. Either before Matan Torah, maybe everyone needed a pruta. That was one idea. The second thing is when you have a yid with a goy, the Rambam's shita is you need a pruta. So Avram was the yid. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The third answer is you learn out mamin to mamin. So true, over there it was not a pruta. But now we say, just like they bought the field with mamin, also the kedushin is with mamin, and only a pruta is mamin. That was the third parent.
Mela, a gear cannot. He could develop, but Hashem wouldn't let him use it.
I need to ask you questions. You ever deal? Can you come over? First of all, did you give him Mazel Tov? Did you give him, Joel, did you give him Mazel Tov?
You had a different Mazel Tov.
Joel, only be delivered. Joel, if you give him Mazel Tov,
it doesn't go here, because he's
out of state.
Mama is here, not at all.
Joel, do you give Mazel Tov? Joel, do you give Mazel Tov to people that have kids, even if you didn't deliver them?
Not if they didn't deliver them.
Okay, but it was in Virginia, though.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Very nice.
Joey,
you know?
You're not coming because I'm going to work because Saturday's going
to. Say it again?
You're not coming back because
you're talking about in Virginia? It's here or in Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia.
Have a seat. Okay. You know anything? If somebody is in prison, a yid, and he keeps kosher and he wants to keep it. So the problem is the bread. It's here in Towson.
The prison is here.
Yeah. And he says, is the bread. They say Mr. Bimbo makes the bread. Is that true? They make kosher bread. They don't. Huh?
Bimbo is a major concern in baking.
Right. I guess, I mean, they have to find out. They give him the bread, but he doesn't know where. They know what's. Yeah, I guess there's no way around that, right? But how about eggs? You boil. The stomach they use, they boil them.
I'd rather eat bread than eggs.
Oh, really? That the proposition Hakam? I thought it was because it penetrates the shell.
No, even if they cook three, even if they have a special pot for cooking eggs.
which a lot of places do.
So
they're industrial.
So you're saying the problem is Bishul Akum?
Yeah.
But doesn't come already made. It come when they come.
I know your father swallowed raw eggs, but you don't eat eggs raw. That's Bishul Akum.
I mean, when they get it, it's not cooked, and they reheat it. When it comes from a factory, it comes from the...
patties, those are kosher. Then there's no Bishul Akum.
So you're
saying you have Don Moskowitz sitting there in his house with the clicker turning on the ovens. It's not Bishul Akum.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Don Moskowitz says that.
What?
He turns on the ovens and papettis.
For what?
So it shouldn't be Bishul Akum.
Where does he turn on?
Papettis up there in Klingerstown, Pennsylvania, 3 hours from here. And he sits in his house. They call him up. We need a fire.
Really?
It's amazing stuff.
Okay, so
actually, he doesn't do it with the clicker. He does it with his phone.
There's no way out for that. Huh? And cereals. What? Oh, cereals. So he says he doesn't know, but they're like bran flakes or so. Which ones are Lucky Charms? He says is treif because they have marshmallows.
Right.
Okay. Are most cereals kosher?
I think so.
Do you offhand which ones are you?
No, they make Cheerios. So you have the off-brand Cheerios. So it's the same thing. It's basically all these wheat and all these vitamins and a little oil, and all oil in America is kosher, really.
Okay.
So they might have imported some foreign oil that's made in Trafficalum, but vegetable oil. I mean, what did we do when we were kids? You think we all
no, for sure not. I'm trying to add, Rob. I'm trying. He wants to be mocked on them, which...
Well, the question is how he has needs a rub for this. What should he be mocked on?
Yeah, that's... okay. So the cereals might be he might be okay with the cereals.
No, he might. Maybe the Rav should tell him, since he's in prison, he should be Makbid on Yashin. I don't know what the Rav is going to tell him.
Uh-huh. But in your experience, I'm asking,
yeah,
I guess, at the Kashrus
is... cereal and bread, the main problem with bread is they use milk.
Is the shortening?
Is they use
milk. Oh, milk. That's what he said. They have milk. Yeah. What? And
that's the main problem with the bread. But
and they use enough, it's not dry milk or they use actual milk.
You're not allowed to eat milky bread. It's Gzeira Drabon.
Okay.
So the question is, you're in a Matzav Sakana, you're in prison. In a certain sense, you're a Matzav Sakana. Second, on the other hand, you're in America. You fight for Richtei Kosher. So you make a fight about it. These are a lot of judgment calls.
But that's, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
So there's a guy in the OU. That specializes in prisons and
really
finding out the food.
What's his name?
Okay, I'll find out.
You mean their legal team? The government.
No. He knows all the what's the name
suppliers
in the prisons. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know he had that's massive.
Yeah, he the mother has been speaking to this guy.
So what do you need me for?
I wanted to ask you about the cereals. I wanted to ask you about the eggs.
This
I wanted
guy
to ask
should
you,
know.
But
so cereals are not made usually with milk.
First of all, I didn't speak to him. I don't know.
Right.
And I'm asking you from
like Cheerios is
and
I mean,
but bran flakes
cereals.
Like bran. He says like they look like you know like bran flakes. You know, who makes a Kellogg's and
Kellogg's is OU now, so everything in Kellogg's is really kosher except the ones with marshmallows.
So that's the only brand. But he would know if there's marshmallows in it.
Yeah.
So I don't see whether that's okay.
And even if they put milk ingredients, they're usually
milking
and the bread is straight.
You're saying milk and bread is exerd rabbonon, not to have, what?
Yes, of course it is.
No.
You don't have milk and bread. It's a din d'rabbanan.
You can't have it. It has to be made differently. And it's supposed to be...
There's ways around it.
But it's not treif.
I didn't say it's treif. It's also d'rabbanan to eat a milchig bread. And it's, these milchig breads are not made different. And they're not made in a separate
chair. That's the old English muffin. Why are English muffins all
Because they're not talking about it. He asked me about bread. A loaf of bread that's made with milk is also for you to eat.
And so, and you've never had an English muffin that's milchig?
Because it has a shinui tzura. That's a different story. But we're talking about bread.
No.
The bread that they comes in and they slice it up into it was baked. It was hot.
It was
baked as a loaf.
And you're saying, and is there a thing b'di'avad, the guy in prison?
That's what I said. He has to talk to his rav what he should be makbid on. I don't know. And it's politicians, what they can fight for him.
You have to talk to somebody who's been in jail already.
Okay.
Well, he says there's someone in the OU that knows it. That's the problem.
There's somebody that deals in this,
Well, I know he probably has a full-time job.
He says, yeah. He says he deals with
all across the country.
And it was available on Danfield.
Gavali.
The son probably came out of it, all the school Jews paid full fare. So what do I name Bashir? I don't know what to name Bashir.
Ephraim.
No.
Is this a shear? Is this not a shear? Name the shear. Is it a Kasi Pruta? Is it a shear?
Okay.
Is Kasi Pruta not common?
By Goy or by Yid?
The status of a Kasi Pruta by Goy. The status of a Kasi Pruta before Mantar.
Is it only before Bantara that we are, or I mean,
right?
Was the first he was talking about it, that's no Shabbos moment, but he's talking about even after. That's the idea.
At what point in time?
Well, he's been doing a couple, but lately I've had trouble getting it to him. He even came over my house. Then it's too big. Tamar. What's the name? On the KYTP.
Thank you.
Need a ride? Need a ride? Where are you going? Can I take you? Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And he needs, what's the name? And he had questions about kashrus. Cereals, to the best of your knowledge. So he seemed to say, except for the ones that have marshmallows in them, they're all good.
Right, or whatever, so they were fine.
Go on.
And then...
What's the story with the breads?
So, no, different than the bread. I didn't tell you about this. Oh my God, I can't remember what it's called. The Lubavitchers run this institute that helps people in prison.
Okay.
So she just heard about it on Thursday. I think I told you.
You did tell me something about it.
Right. She didn't want to step on the office
today. No.
So she called them this morning, and they gave her the name of the rabbi in New York who was in this area.
Okay.
So she said Rabbi Rubin. So she called this Rabbi Rubin, or he called her back. So he said he knew about Baruch because he dealt with them. He never dealt with something they got. He's a frequent.
I'm trying to.